And for this particular compassion practice, starting as we are always recommended to do, by settling and feeling into our chosen posture. Making sure that we are comfortable, feeling as best we can a sense of the body being in balance, and allowing ourselves to relax, releasing tension, settling downwards into whatever is supporting and holding us, feeling through the points of contact of our body with our chairs, our cushions, and having that sense of being supported and held. And coming to the breath. Sitting and breathing. Allowing the mind to come to rest with the body. And once again, letting go of any sense of expectation, any desire to achieve, and just being with this meditation practice as it unfolds moment by moment. Opening awareness, if you wish, not only to your body, maybe also to the sounds that surround you. Allowing thoughts to arise and move away. Being with the flow of your life right now, as your body breathes, as thoughts and sensations arise and dissipate, sitting and resting as best you can with your experience in this moment. And I'm now going to invite you to imagine, as best you can, that you are in a lovely, warm place. Somewhere outside, where you can feel the gentle warmth of the sun shining on your face and on your body. A soft warmth. And the air is clear and fresh as it flows in and out of your body. And beneath your feet, you feel the sense of soft, silky, smooth sand. And hearing the sound of a calm sea just lapping against the shore of this lovely sandy beach. And now imagining, if you will, that you take a few steps down this beach until the water of the sea is just lapping against your toes and your feet. So, there's the softness of the sand beneath your toes, the gentle touch of the water as it moves against the feet, the warmth of the sun, and a gentle breeze caressing your face, and the scent of the sea. Maybe you can see the sunlight reflected from the ripples on the water. Little shafts of light, like sparkling diamonds on the surface of the sea. And becoming aware of the vast blueness of the sky, cloud-free above you. and looking out to the horizon, where that blueness of the sky seems to meet the sea. And as you are feeling this scene, viewing it in your mind's eye, contemplating the beauty of the earth, and the life that teems within this sea, and all around you, maybe even considering how life arose and how it flows around you in the sea, in the air, on the land. There is life everywhere. Not only the scent of the sea, the feeling of the water between your toes, the softness of the breeze, but the sounds of life all around you. The scent of flowers, and just being with these sensations as you're feeling them and sensing them as best you can in your mind's eye. And recognizing yourself as being part of this flow of life, part of this living earth. As having been created out of this flow of life, just like everything else that exists around you. Feeling yourself a part of life, letting go of any sense of being separate or isolated, you are a part of the life that exists on this earth a part of the flow. And as you are reflecting on your place within this flow of life, considering also your deep and true desire to be at peace with the life around you, and at peace with yourself. Your desire to be happy, to be kind, and to be contented. Being with and part of the life around you, being at peace with it, and allowing yourself to recall your desire to be free from unhappiness and suffering, and to experience a sense of well-being. Maybe also recalling the desire of all living things to be free from suffering and to experience well-being. Allowing yourself to become fully familiar with what that desire to be free of suffering feels like. and being aware on how it feels. To know within yourself that there's a part of you that understands the struggles, the suffering in the flow of life, and really wants peaceful contentment, both for yourself and for all other living things. Reflecting on that desire to relieve suffering and feeling it within you. And being very clear within yourself that this part of you that wishes to be free of suffering and to free other living things of their suffering is wise and caring. This is the part of you that really cares about you and about all living things. It seeks the relief of suffering within yourself and for all life. And it's part of the flow of life that is always moving through you. So come to rest with that part of you right now, feeling that sense of compassion both for you and for the whole of life. And breathe.